President Donald Trump's public criticism of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election has raised concerns he may be laying the groundwork to derail the probe. 90.5 WESA has teamed up with our public media colleagues at WITF in Harrisburg, WHYY in Philadelphia, and WPSU in State College to find out what your elected representative in the U.S. House would do if the president moved to fire Mueller. WHYY's Dave Davies starts a statewide roundup of our findings.
The four organizations contacted all 18 members with a request that they answer three questions. Our reporting shows that more than half the House members from the Commonwealth refused to answer any of the questions, though some provided written statements. Eight of the 18 members, six Republicans and two Democrats, simply did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Of those that addressed the question, Republicans and Democrats in the Southeast Pennsylvania delegation agree that firing Robert Mueller would be a bad thing. They may differ a bit on just how bad and what should be done about it. Here's Chester County Republican Ryan Costello.
At this moment in time, knowing what I know, if Mueller were fired, I would take issue with that. I think he should be allowed to proceed with the investigation as he has been charged to do by the Department of Justice.
So Costello, a Republican, would take issue with Mueller being fired. What would a Democrat do?
If the president were to fire the special counsel, Robert Mueller, I would introduce an article of impeachment.
That's Brendan Boyle, who currently represents a district that includes parts of Montgomery County and Northeast Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, I'm Dave Davies.
And I'm Tim Lambert in Harrisburg. For the most part, Central Pennsylvania's congressional members avoided the question altogether. Five congressmen failed to respond to multiple requests for comment, and not one answered the three questions submitted to their offices. Republican Scott Perry wrote he would not speculate on hypothetical situations, but that the investigation should be allowed to run its course. But he added it clearly has turned into a fishing expedition, noting the truth is the truth, and it should have no agenda. Republican Tom Marino replied that he'd be happy to talk if something does happen, and Democrat Matthew Cartwright wrote the special counsel should be allowed to finish his job, pointing out that the probe has already yielded three guilty pleas, a grand jury indictment, and the indictments of 13 Russians.
In Pittsburgh, I'm Adelina Lansanese. Only one of Western Pennsylvania's delegation could not be reached for comment, Congressman-elect Connor Lamb, a Democrat. Mike Doyle, a Democrat who represents portions of Allegheny and Westmoreland counties, was the sole lawmaker to agree to a recorded interview. He doesn't believe Trump will fire Mueller, but if he does,
it would be the beginning of the end of his presidency. What the president needs to do is stop making himself look guilty by his behavior and let the special counsel do his job.
If Trump were to fire Robert Mueller, Doyle says he would support strong action against Trump by Congress. Republican Mike Kelly's spokesman wrote that since the questions were based on a hypothetical situation, Kelly does not believe that he is in a proper position to issue a public response at this time. And Republican Keith Rothfuss says he does not wish to speculate at this time.
That was WHYY's Dave Davies, WITF's Tim Lambert, and WESA's Adelina Lansianese reporting on how the state's U.S. House delegation responded to questions over how they would react if President Trump moved to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.